Kalim chapter 3, Mishnah 6, Yablish Shetoflin Ba Hapitasin. Scath grass, right? I think that's how you pronounce it. But anyway, soft grass made into a paste, and they used to coat the barrels, the large earthenware pitchers for storing water. They would coat it with this like grass paste. And why? Because it would prevent the water from leaking out of the barrel. So now Gaya Bat Tame, if the cask becomes Tame, any food or liquid that touches the coating also becomes impure. In other words, the coating is considered part of the cask. It's an essential part of the cask. And so if the cask becomes tame, the coating becomes tame, and any food that touches this coating, food or water, would become tame. Megufas chavis eino chibur. The lid of a jar is not an attachment. So the lid is not considered an essential part of the jar. It's designed to come on and off. And therefore, if the jar becomes impure, it doesn't transmit to the lid, explains the Kati. The lid is considered a separate thing. Hanogaya betipulo shel tanur, a separate case, that which touches the coating of an oven, tame, is impure, meaning an oven, an earthenware oven. They used to put an outer layer of clay around it, and that outer layer of clay was to help preserve the heating inside the oven. So an impure oven affects the coating, and food or liquid that touched even the coating becomes tame. And why? So the explanation of here is that the coating is considered permanent and it's essential to the oven. It keeps the heat in, and therefore it's considered part of the oven.